Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
What is this thing that terrified you as a child that happened again this week?
So, when I was little, I went to my cousin's grandmother's house. So, it was her dad's grandmother. So, Sabasi family, family.
Yeah.
And she had this big yard outside, and she would sometimes let the grass grow quite high. And it was just very ominous looking, and it wasn't my favorite place to be. In elk geval, een dag het daar 'n vliegtuig oorgevlieg. And my cousin and I were in this backyard. I must have been about 5.
Yeah.
Cousin and I in this backyard, and the plane comes really low, the skies are gray, alles ruk so, want die vliegtuig is so laag. And my cousin jumped up and down. She went, "The devil is coming! The devil is coming!"
Not the devil.
I was so scared. I just remember I had net uitgebars in trane en in die huis ingehardloop en ek kon nie eers die woorde uitkry vir hoekom ek so bang was nie. Maar daar het vroeër hierdie week, dit was eintlik net hierna by die snelweg, 'n vliegtuig bietjie laag oorgevlieg, and all of those feelings.
Oh, the Midrand Airport
just
is right here.
Thank you. Just came. I'm even saying this now. I'm getting like a bietjie.
So hold on. This whole you were terrified by a plane.
I was terrified of the devil, Rob.
How old were you? 5.
I was 5. And the devil was going to come in one of those big white aeroplanes that shook the whole yard.
Shame, Roz.
Because what I mean, yeah.
It's amazing the things that'll stick with you when you're 4 or 5.
And apparently they say your cousins are your first friends. Obviously not
your first enemies.
The devil is coming. The devil is coming. So as a kid, I had this irrational fear of Satan coming to get me in his airplane.
As a 5-year-old, that is terrifying as a 5-year-old. Yeah,
but so did you think the devil was coming just in the plane, or like he used to just pop up like there was a hole in your aunt's house that, you know, that a portal for the devil there from the long grass?
There was a portal, and he always knew how to find me. It was my worst irrational fear that I had as a kid.
I like this. I've got a doozy as well from when I was little. Still sticks with me to this day. But let's open the WhatsApp line, 0848500942. When you were 4, 5, 6 years old, when you were little, what were the irrational things that scared the what's-his-name out of you? Share them with us, and then I'll share mine with you after 5:30.
Please, I'm tired of feeling bad by myself.
Talking things that terrified the what's-his-name out of you when you were really, really little.
And you know what I think is so bad is something that terrifies you, en nou gebruik jy dit om jou kinders ook bang te maak. Dane, shame on you.
How's it, gang? The thing that gave me the heebie-jeebies growing up was my dad putting the fear of God into me when I was swimming. Always told me that there were sharks going to come out of the weir and get me. Well, needless to say, I kept a family tradition going, and my kids grew up with that as well. And I'm sure the grandkids will grow up with that as well. So we all live with nightmares.
Dane, why would you be that guy, Bri?
If your dad told you that there were sharks in the weir, so Jan, dat wil probeer insteek. Nee.
It's a fair point, actually.
It's a good deterrent, a really good deterrent.
But the pools, man, the creepy crawly and the sound, and if it was dark and you were swimming and die ligte was af, and then there were sharks in the water, and it's just a thing.
Nee. Simani het vir ons hierdie gestuur oor dolfyne. I would never think someone would have an irrational fear of dolphins, but I guess...
So my irrational fear from when I was a little kiddie was the dolphin on the side of my grandparents' pool.
You see?
On the inside, that it was going to come alive and bite us while we were swimming.
It's the pool again.
It's the pool again. Don't trust water.
It's a healthy thing to, you know, make children, make children scared of is the wrong phrase, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Encourage them not to mess around where there's water.
Yeah. Maar ja, luister, Etienne het hierdie een gestuur.
'N akedus het my op my wysvinger gebyt toe ek 5 jaar oud was. En van daai dag af het ek 'n vrees vir akedus. Ek is 39 en ek is bang vir 'n akedus.
I've never heard of someone being bitten by an akkadis.
I just have this image in my head of Etienne as a 5-year-old running around with a lizard hanging off his finger, shaking it and yelling for mum.
The akkadis is like a bite.
It's like a full Looney Tunes moment in my head at the moment. Thank you, Etienne.
Rob, jy het gesê, jy wou jou nou met ons deel, maar ek wil ook Brett se een lees. Brett says, I grew up thinking quicksand would be a bigger concern in my life.
And I thank you. That's the one, Brett.
No.
Quicksand, my brew. As a small child, and I can tell you exactly where it comes from, and I apologize in advance that I'm going to say these words. Do you remember Atreyu losing the horse Artax in the Swamp of Sorrow in the never-ending story while the quicksand swallowed up his favorite horse? Do you remember that?
I don't think there is a child born in the 80s that does not remember that.
That movie was just fully traumatizing for no reason.
Absolutely. I can't disagree with you.
And since that day, quicksand, because, you know, the scary thing was it looks like normal sand. So when you're 4 or 5, you never know when it's going to get you.
En ook, ek dink, die strookiesprente, die movies, alles, toe ons groot geword het, quicksand was the thing that always got the hero. Like, and it was just like...
When last did you watch a movie these days on Netflix where the baddie got by the quicksand?
No.
It doesn't happen anymore. They're missing a trick here. You know, you're never watching John Wick thrown oak into quicksand. There's nie 'n ding wat gebeur nie. I think there was a much bigger fear when we were little.
Ja, ons praat irrasionele vrese wat ons gehad het as kinders en ons gaan weer bietjie meer WhatsApps lees en uitspeel net na Shania Twain. We're talking irrational fears we had as kids.
Quicksand is one that has come through strongly, actually, on the WhatsApp line after I mentioned. I don't know why the whole never-ending story thing traumatized us so much.
That movie actually wasn't...
It wasn't lacquered. There was a witch who was stealing your memory so that you forget your mom and dad. Like, come on, and this is terrifying.
That weird dog that took you over the clouds. And no, so weird. We're getting so many cool messages. And Sylvia van Mooinooi sê, sy was vreeslik bang vir die see. Ek het altyd die ding in my kop gehad dat die water my gaan insluk en nooit weer daar sou uitkom nie. En vandag love ek die see.
You see, I love the sea as well. I'm perfectly happy until your feet can no longer touch the bottom, at which point it is 1,000 kilometers deep and full of monsters. Like, that's just the way the ocean works. Everyone knows that.
Almal weet dit. Ek het iets gelees iewers wat gesê het, ons weet meer oor al die planete en wat in outer space gebeur as wat ons weet oor die see.
No, I can't swim with my foot over daarboer. No, thank you. Mario says, my daughter is scared of birds. Toe sy klein was, het 'n duif in haar kamer ingekom. En Seredien, hardop sy as 'n voël daar rond is, weg.
Ja, birds are... We mustn't take them for granted because a bird... can get you ons 'n paar boodskappe ingekry van mense wat deur eende gebyt is.
You see, ducks and geese.
They're not here to play games.
They're very small dinosaurs, that's why. They want to get you.
They on then this one, I think, which probably if you're an 80s and early 90s kid, came from watching It.
Clowns, people. Hans Worse. Ek's amper 40 en ek's nou nog bang vir daai goed.
I'll be honest, the word Hans Worse is worse than a clown. How that became the Afrikaans word for it, verstaan ek glad nie.
I was about to say, sy sê sulke mooi Afrikaans woorde, Hanswors, maar die ding is, ek is minder bang vir Hanswors as a clown. Like a clown, there's an like a ominous feel about it.
We had a Halloween party a couple of years ago at home. And as people are arriving during the course of the evening, everyone's dressed up. The rule was, if you're not wearing a costume, don't come to the Jewel.
Yes.
And I heard the doorbell ring. And I pressed the camera on button and somebody had an It mask and they were right in the camera. I almost fell out of my skin in my own house.
That must have been great. You must have really enjoyed your party after that person arrived.
Yes, really fun.
Ons praat irrasionele vrese wat jy as kind gehad het. Kom deel met ons sodat ons nie alleen hier sit met ons weird vrese nie. Rob vir die quicksand en ek... for the devil.
Wrapping up irrational fears you had when you were a kid. Some of these I think are perfectly normal. Naomi says, tot vandag toe, is ek steeds bang, daar is 'n slang wat deur die toiletpyp gaan uitkom.
Ja.
Unlikely.
Ja.
But possible.
But also like, good to have that kind of a fear, want jy kan nooit te versigtig wees nie.
I always check under the toilet seat for rain spiders.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Shall I tell you a quick story?
Please do.
We were out in about second year. A whole group of us, we went out to the Jewel. There must have been 20 odd peeps, and 3 cars went back to this one girl's house. Her parents were away, and we were just going to go and have a little after party, maybe light a fire. And we walked into the house, and there was a rain spider in the lounge where we were going to go and sit, right? Sitting above a window, but a huge one, like the biggest rain spider you've ever seen in your life. And I'm not really, you know, freaked out.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, you know, let me be the big flex here. It's just above a window. So I opened the window and I grabbed a piece of paper. And I was like, let me just scoot it down the wall. It'll run outside. And as I lifted my hand, the spider jumped off the wall. And I turned away. And I looked down and there was no spider.
No.
And I looked and I looked and I looked. You know where it was sitting? You know where it had landed? On my t-shirt, on the middle of my chest, just under my chin.
So jy soek die spider en almal is besig om te gaan, maar niemand kan praat nie. You know when you can
just
sleep?
Like that. It is sitting, crawling up my chest. I screamed the highest pitch that was ever scrum, and I ran out of the room, flapping my hands like a bird.
You ran out of the room? Daar partytjie sou vir my op daai stadium oor gewees het. Okay, cheers julle, dit was nou lekker, maar nou is dit klaar.
Yeah, so my big flex, don't worry, I'll sort the spider out, didn't go to plan.
Wow. Yo, sometimes we do have these fears for a reason, right? Enrico het vir ons hierdie gestuur. To have the wooden stick stuck on my mouth from an ice cream. I have always left a little bit of ice cream on the stick to this day, and then I throw it away.
Because now it's stuck to my tongue.
Carlene.
Can we wrap up with Adele's?
Yes.
Asseblief. This is my favorites. Ek is bang vir 'n vloed terwyl ek slaap. Vir jare het ek met 'n chubby geslaap. Imagine going to bed with your water wings in case in the middle of Gauteng a flood washes you away in your sleep.
Well, we now know that if there is a flood that washes us away, as Adele nou hierdie ding steeds doen, gaan sy die een wees wat lekker deur daai vloed kan float of swem of wat ook al. Thanks so much everyone for sharing all of your messages with us. It's been such an absolute joy.